Hitler's Angel by William Osborne. Read by Richard Mitchley. Chapter 1. Dunkirk, France. 1st of June, 1940. 3:06 p.m. The boy's lungs were burning and his eyes streaming with tears. He had to get to England. It was now or never. The smoke was all around him, acrid cordite and sulphurous petrol. He kept on running, every breath a sharp stab in his chest. He had to keep going, had to reach the water's edge, had to get beyond the upturned burning vehicles and the dead and dying men lying on the beach. He kept his eyes fixed on the hundreds of boats of every shape and size anchored in the water. Barges and sailing yachts, naval destroyers and passenger liners. It seemed every boat in Britain had made the journey across the Channel to help its soldiers escape the advancing German army. He stumbled over discarded equipment, soldiers' canvas packs, ammunition boxes and piles of guns. Then the boy heard the sharp roar of aeroplane engines at close range. He turned. Three Messerschmitt fighters were racing straight towards him, and they were no more than 20 meters above his head. The water was only about 200 meters away now. He was so close. The boy tripped and stumbled as the planes flashed overhead. Suddenly, he realized he'd lost his money belt. Its zipped compartment contained his whole life, everything he had managed to snatch from home the afternoon he had made his escape. Photos of his parents and brother, his identity card and German passport, the last of his money. He crawled over the sand on his knees, searching for it, machine gun fire kicking up columns of sand around him. Something glinted a few meters away. He snaked towards it on elbows and knees. It was his father's gold wristwatch, which had been tucked inside the belt.